Good morning, and welcome once again to Mornings for the Master, right here on the Gospel Radio Network. My name is Chris McElyea, your Thursday host. I'm glad you joined me, as in just a few moments we'll be continuing our study of the book of Daniel. Today we're going to look at chapter 8 and the vision of the ram and the goat. But before we get to that, I want to remind you that Mornings for the Master is a program that is heard each weekday here on the Gospel Radio Network, where you have a different host each day of the week. I'm with you on Thursdays, and you'll have a different course of study on each day, so you want to tune in every day. And also remember, if you miss these programs, they're replayed at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time that evening, and they are posted to the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. And so, let's get right to our study for today as we consider Daniel's vision of the ram and the goat. Let's read through the chapter now as we begin. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me, Daniel, after the one that appeared to me the first time. I saw in the vision, and so it happened while I was looking, that I was in Shushan, the citadel which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in the vision that I was by the river Ulay. Then I lifted my eyes and saw, and there, standing beside the river, was a ram which had two horns. And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other. And the higher one came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward, northward, and southward, so that no animal could withstand him, nor was there any that could deliver from his hand. But he did according to his will, and became great. And as I was considering, suddenly a male goat came from the west, across the surface of the whole earth, without touching the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. Then he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing beside the river, and ran at him with furious power. And I saw him confronting the ram. He was moved with rage against him, attacked the ram, and broke his two horns. There was no power in the ram to withstand him. But he cast him down to the ground and trampled him. And there was no one that could deliver from the ram from his hand. Therefore, the male goat grew very great. But when he became strong, the large horn was broken, and in place of it, four notable ones came up toward the four winds of heaven. And out of one of them came a little horn, which grew exceedingly great toward the south, toward the east, and toward the glorious land. And it grew up to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and some of the stars to the ground, and trampled them. He even exalted himself as high as the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifices were taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. Because of transgression, an army was given over to the horn to oppose the daily sacrifices. And he cast down to the ground, he cast truth down to the ground. He did all this and prospered. Then I heard a holy one speaking, and another holy one said to that certain one who was speaking, "How long will the vision be concerning the daily sacrifices and the transgression of desolation, the giving of both the sanctuary and the host to be trampled underfoot?" And he said to me, "For 2,300 days, then the sanctuary shall be cleansed." Then it happened, when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and was seeking the meaning, that suddenly there stood before me one having the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Ulai, who called and said, "Gabriel, make this man understand the vision." So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell on my face. But he said to me, "Understand, son of man, that the vision refers to the time of the end." Now, as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep with my voice to the ground. But he touched me and stood me upright. And he said, "Look, I am making known to you what shall happen in the latter time of the indignation. For at the appointed time, the end shall be. The ram which you saw, having the two horns, they are the kings of Media and Persia. And the male goat is the kingdom of Greece. The large horn that is between its eyes is the first king. As for the broken horn and the four that stood up in its place, four kingdoms shall arise out of that nation, but not with its power. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors have reached their fullness, a king shall arrive, having fierce features, who understands sinister schemes. His power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy fearfully, and shall prosper and thrive. He shall destroy the mighty, and also the holy people. Through his cunning, he shall cause deceit to prosper under his rule, and he shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. He shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without human means. And the vision of the evenings and the mornings, which was told, is true. Therefore, seal up the vision, for it refers to many days in the future. And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick for days. Afterward I arose and went about the king's business. I was astonished by the vision, but no one understood it. Now, in previous chapters, we've seen visions describing four kingdoms. We saw the vision of Nebuchadnezzar in chapter 2. We found the vision of Daniel in chapter 7. These kingdoms in those dreams were the Babylonian, the Medo-Persian, the Greek, and the Roman. And now in Daniel chapter 8, Daniel relates another vision. This vision is commonly referred to as the vision of the ram and the goat. And in this vision, we see two kingdoms being described. Now, as we shall see, the two kingdoms are the same as two of the four kingdoms in the earlier visions. But just as the vision in Daniel chapter 7 related to us more information about the fourth kingdom, now the vision here in chapter 8 is going to give us information about the second and third kingdoms, the Medo-Persian and the Greek. And so we see now the description of the vision. Now, as far as the timing and the date of this vision, we find in the beginning that it is received by Daniel in the third year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon. Notice verse 1. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me, Daniel, after the one that appeared to me the first time. So this would be around 552 BC. This would be about 2 years later than the vision of chapter 7. Now we begin to see some more details of the vision. In this vision, Daniel finds himself in Shushan, or Susa. Notice verse 2. I saw in the vision, and it so happened while I was looking, that I was in Shushan, the citadel, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in the vision that I was by the river Ulay. So we find him in the province of Elam, in what would be western Persia, or modern-day Iran. This was the winter capital of the Persian kings of those days, and he was by the river Ulay. And now in the vision, he sees a two-horned ram. Let's pick up with verse 3. Then I lifted my eyes and saw, and there, standing beside the river, was a ram, which had two horns. And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other. And the higher one came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward, northward, and southward, so that no animal could withstand him, nor was there any that could deliver from his hand. But he did according to his will, and became great. So standing beside the river, and the horns were high, one higher than the other, which came up last. We see that this ram was pushing westward, northward, and southward, and no beast could withstand his hand. The scripture tells us that he did according to his will, and he became great. So, he sees now a one-horned male goat in verse 5. And as I was considering, suddenly a male goat came from the west, across the surface of the whole earth. Without touching the ground, and the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. So we find him coming suddenly from the west. We see him going across the surface of the whole earth and not touching the ground. And there was a notable horn between his eyes. And then we're going to notice that Daniel sees the goat defeat the ram. Notice beginning in verse 6. Then he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing beside the river, and ran at him with furious power. And I saw him confronting the ram. He was moved with rage against him, attacked the ram, and broke his two horns. There was no power in the ram to withstand him, but he cast him down to the ground and trampled him, and there was no one that could deliver the ram from his hand. So with furious power, the goat attacked the ram and broke his two horns. The ram was unable to withstand the goat and was trampled. Now the goat became great, but notice when he became strong what would happen. Verse 8. Therefore, the male goat grew very great. But when he became strong, the large horn was broken. And in place of it, four notable ones came up toward the four winds of heaven. So the large horn was broken. And in its place, four notable ones came up toward the four winds of heaven. He saw a little horn now come out of the four with great power, as we notice now beginning in verse 9. And out of one of them came a little horn, which grew exceedingly great toward the south, toward the east, and toward the glorious land. And it grew up to the host of heaven. And it cast down some of the host and some of the stars to the ground and trampled them. He even exalted himself as high as the prince of the host. And by him the daily sacrifices were taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down because of transgression. An army was given over to the horn to oppose the daily sacrifices. And he cast truth down to the ground. He did all this and prospered. So we see that he grew exceedingly great. Grew toward the south and the east, and toward the glorious land. It says that he grew up to the host of heaven. We read that he was casting down and trampling to the ground some of the host. And he exalted himself as high as the Prince of Hosts. Now notice that by this powerful horn, the daily sacrifices were taken away. The place of his God's sanctuary was cast down. An army was given him to oppose the daily sacrifices because of transgression. He did all this and prospered. And then as we get to verse 13, we find that Daniel then would hear a conversation between two holy ones. 13 and 14 now. Then I heard a holy one speaking, and another holy one said to that certain one who was speaking, "How long will the vision be concerning the daily sacrifices and the transgression of desolation, the giving of both the sanctuary and the host to be trampled underfoot?" And he said to me, "For 2,300 days, then the sanctuary shall be cleansed." So we find one asking, "How long will the vision be concerning these things?" The daily sacrifices and the transgression of desolation. The giving of both the sanctuary and the host to be trampled underfoot. And we see the answer given in the reply to Daniel. "For 2,300 days, then the sanctuary shall be cleansed." So, with these thoughts now on our minds, we can now begin to consider the explanation that would be given to Daniel by Gabriel. We see the vision interpreted. Gabriel is the one assigned to explain the vision to Daniel. Daniel was certainly seeking to understand the meaning of the vision. We pick up in verse 15. "Then it happened, when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and was seeking the meaning, that suddenly there stood before me one having the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Ulai, who called and said, 'Gabriel, make this man understand the vision.'" So, there stood before him one having the appearance of a man. A man's voice from the banks of the Ulai charged Gabriel to make Daniel understand the vision. So, as we come to verse 17 now, Gabriel, the angel, speaks to Daniel. "So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell on my face. But he said to me, 'Understand, son of man, that the vision refers to the time of the end. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep with my face to the ground. But he touched me and stood me upright. And he said, 'Look, I am making known to you what shall happen in the latter time of the indignation. For at the appointed time, the end shall be. So Gabriel approaches Daniel. And this prompts Daniel to fall prostrate on his face in fear. And Daniel begins to tell him that the vision refers to the time of the end. Gabriel would stand Daniel on his feet. Daniel had fallen into a deep sleep with his face to the ground. He wakes him up to tell him what shall happen in the latter time of the indignation. For at the appointed time, the end shall be. And so Gabriel now begins to explain the vision. Notice the two-horned ram in verse 20. The ram which you saw, having the two horns, they are the kings of Media and Persia. So the ram is a depiction of those two kings of Media and Persia. The larger horn, before one was larger than the other, likely is representative of Persia because the Persians were of a greater influence. You notice back to verse 3, then I lifted my eyes and saw, and there, standing beside the river, was a ram, which had two horns, and the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher one came up last. The expansion of the Medo-Persian Empire is illustrated by the ram pushing westward, northward, and southward. As we read in verse 4, where it said, I saw the ram pushing westward, northward, and southward, so that no animal could withstand him, nor was there any that could deliver from him his hand. But he did according to his will and became great. Then, in verse 21, we now see the one-horned male goat explained. And the male goat is the kingdom of Greece. The large horn that is between its eyes is the first king. So this goat depicts the kingdom of Greece. And notice, too, that this kingdom comes from the west, as we read in verse 5. And as I was considering, suddenly a male goat came from the west, across the surface of the whole earth, without touching the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. This large horn represented its first king, and that would be Alexander the Great. The speed of the goat is certainly an accurate reflection of the speed of Alexander's conquest. Alexander defeated the Persians in 3 decisive battles. Go back to verse 6 now. Then he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing beside the river, and ran at him with furious power. And I saw him confronting the ram. He was moved with rage against him, attacked the ram, and broke his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to withstand him, But he cast him down to the ground and trampled him, and there was no one that could deliver the ram from his hand. There were three decisive battles in which Alexander defeated the Persians, as we mentioned a moment ago. This occurred at Granicus in 334 BC, at Issus in 333 BC, and at Gaugalia in 331 BC. And so this would be accurate. Now, as we get to verse 22, we find the broken horn and the four horns that arose in its place being explained by Gabriel. Verse 22. As for the broken horn and the four that stood up in its place, four kingdoms shall arise out of that nation, but not with its power. Alexander the Great died at the age of 33. After his death, his empire was divided between his four generals. Notice verse 8. Therefore the male goat grew very great. But when he became strong, the large horn was broken. And in its place, and in place of it, four notable ones came up toward the four winds of heaven. Now, in those, we see Ptolemy over given rule over Egypt, Seleucus the First over Syria, Cassander over Macedonia and Greece, and Lysimachus over Thrace and Asia Minor. And then we find, beginning in verse 23, the little horn that became exceedingly great. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors have reached their fullness, a king shall arise, having fierce features, who understands sinister schemes. His power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy fearfully, and shall prosper and thrive. He shall destroy the mighty, and also the holy people, through his cunning. He shall cause deceit to prosper under his rule, and he shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. He shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without human means. So, sometime later a king shall arise, when the transgressors have reached their fullness, when Israel has fallen back into sin. This later king would arise with mighty power, but not by his own. He would destroy fearfully. He would prosper and thrive. He would destroy the mighty, and also the holy people. Through cunning, he would cause deceit to prosper. He would magnify himself and destroy many in their prosperity. It said that he shall even rise against the prince of princes, God himself, but he would be broken without human hand. God would destroy him. Now, the reference here is most likely to Antiochus Epiphanes, the ruler of Syria, from 175 to 163 BC. Under his rule, he imposed the Greek culture and its deities upon his subjects. When he conquered Jerusalem, he set up an image in the temple. He would offer the flesh of swine upon the altar, and he would encourage the Greek soldiers to commit fornication in the temple. He would outlaw the keeping of the covenant of circumcision, the keeping of the Sabbath, and even possessing a copy of the scripture, according to secular history. And this is followed by the vision of the evenings and the mornings. Verse 26. And the vision of the evenings and the mornings, which was told, is true. Therefore seal up the vision, for it refers to many days in the future. The number of days the sacrifices will cease, and the temple left desolate. Possibly a literal period, a little over 6 years. This would correspond to the actual period of time the abominations of Antiochus Epiphanes occurred, from 171 to 165 BC. But Daniel is instructed to seal up the vision, for it was to occur many days in the future. In fact, the much more likely scenario is about 400 years later. And now notice the great effect that this news would have upon Daniel. We find that Daniel would faint, and that he would be sick for a number of days. In verse 27, And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick for days. Afterward I arose and went about the king's business. I was astonished by the vision, but no one understood it. So though Daniel afterward arose and went about the king's business, he was astonished by the vision, but no one understood it. So now as we bring all this together today, this vision here in chapter 8 is probably the easiest to understand of the four visions that Daniel would see. The identity of the ram and the goat are clearly given, and history confirms what is described in this vision: the conflict between Medo-Persia and Greece, the division of the Grecian Empire following the death of Alexander the Great, and the rise of Antiochus Epiphanes and his desecration of the temple in Jerusalem. The purpose of the vision of Daniel was to prepare the people of Daniel's nation for what was to come. Notice it referred to the time of the end and the latter time of the indignation. In other words, the persecution that would come upon Israel toward the end of the Old Testament period. Those events during the period between the Old and New Testaments. The remarkable accuracy of Daniel's vision has led some to date the book of Daniel after the events of Antiochus Epiphanes. But the accuracy of this book certainly is not a problem for anyone who accepts the inspiration of the Scriptures. And in fact, this should remind us of God's power to fulfill His Word. Notice back to verse 11. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. And notice also, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country. Indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. The vision of the ram and the goat of Daniel chapter 8. I hope you've enjoyed our time together today. Next week, if the Lord wills, we will consider chapter 9. I hope that you will join me. Remember, this program will be replayed this evening at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, posted to the on-demand section of the Gospel Radio Network website in a day or so. Stay tuned throughout the day for the programming here on the network, and be sure to tune in tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time for Mornings for the Master with Chip Horton as your host. Thanks again, so long, and have a great day.